Hey everyone, it's Steve. My co-host Adam and I have been exploring Milwaukee our entire lives, and we've put together more than 260 podcast episodes about our incredible city. This episode goes back to Milwaukee Day, April 14th in 2023. It was a day in which our friends over at Summerfest asked Adam and me to get together to give away merch and tons of Summerfest and Milwaukee Admirals tickets. Only if people could answer very difficult Summerfest trivia questions. We made four stops around Milwaukee, driven the entire day by City Tours MKE. We had an absolute blast with Lena and Jared from Summerfest and the rest of their team, and most of all, with you, Milwaukee. And we're looking forward to more shenanigans this Milwaukee Day, Sunday Fun Day, April 14th. To stay informed on what we're planning, go to experiencemilwaukee.com/MKEDAY. That's experiencemilwaukee.com/MKEDAY. Experience Milwaukee is generously presented by Nicolet Law. Also, look for our Milwaukee Legends series in our stream, which is sponsored by Harley Davidson. Our home studio is in the Transfer Pizzeria Cafe, and our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing Cooperative. Oh, and if you like getting the inside scoop on what's happening in and around the city, including awesome giveaways each and every Monday, check out our free daily text at textmke.com. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee. Hello, Milwaukee! Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve. And now, let's get into the episode.
Jared, what are we doing?
Whatever you guys want to do.
This is what we're going to be live interview people for the,
I think so.
The actual questions.
Yeah, if you want to. Lena's asking them, but if you want to
grab.
Ask,
can wait,
you
grab the,
oh. Wait, hang on. We have Jared on the line here. Jared,
wait,
hey, Jared,
yeah, Jared,
Jared. Hey, Jared, what's up?
Melvin, how are you guys doing?
What do you do here? What are you doing here?
You know, we're at Watchable Cafe. It's 414 Day. We're celebrating Milwaukee. It's a good day out here.
It is, and we all have our sweet retro
Summerfest gear
55th
on, yeah.
anniversary
yeah.
merch on.
Absolutely.
I feel pretty sexy.
What?
And that's not something I say often.
So what do you do at Summerfest?
So I am the Senior Director of Marketing. So I work with our awesome marketing team, obviously doing all the advertising, social media, and getting out in the community.
Awesome. This is super fun. Thanks for including us. It's been a wonderful partnership. We really appreciate everything. So we're going to, this is the tame part of the day. We're going to try and do a lot of recording.
There's
during
a lot
the
of
tame.
Energy. There's a lot of energy, and it's and this is the tame part of
this
the day.
This is just the beginning. Yeah, and it's already fired up here.
Go. Yeah.
I'm right. Sipping it right now.
All right, let's get, thanks, Jared. See you later. Go
Absolutely.
Away. Yeah, just kidding.
Get out of here.
I said go away.
You want to go mobile?
Let's get Lena to come over here and she can fire off the questions for us. What do you think? Yeah, Lena, let's do some trivia over here.
If you guys, do you guys want to jump on?
Do you guys want to
No.
Not even slightly.
Go.
Can you come over here? Hey, Lena, what's up?
Hey.
Lena, don't come near us.
What do you do for
Whatever
Summerfest?
Whatever you do.
I am the director of sales and of Summerfest Tech.
Sweet. Do you,
Sweet.
I heard there were some Admirals tickets going around today. How do people get Admirals tickets?
Find me,
mm-hmm.
which is step one.
Yeah. Step and one, yeah. Find Lena.
And then also answer some trivia questions.
What if they already got Summerfest tickets?
Those are, you just get the Summerfest tickets. If you don't want the Admirals tickets, then you don't have to answer trivia questions.
But oh, interesting.
What if you want both?
Can't.
Then you have to answer the trivia question.
Okay.
Perfect.
What are the questions you're asking?
Yes.
Give us an example of one of the questions.
Yeah. Or maybe you can hit us with one and we'll try to answer it.
Okay. Well, this is a
as
super.
Best we can.
This is a pretty easy one.
Well,
given,
don't say that.
For over half a century, Summerfest has been Milwaukee's cornerstone summer celebration. What year did Summerfest begin?
55 years ago. Do the math, please.
1980-08. I don't know.
That wasn't even
68.
A date.
Yay!
Oh!
Did you really?
Yes.
Thank God. With a mic in my hand, I can't do math.
It's hard.
And also, without a mic in my hand, I can't do math. But, you know, here we are. Oh!
Adam.
Hey.
We have Jalem here. The founder and owner of Wantable. We are destroying his cafe. Angela, just so you know, for your participation in trivia today, we have a free Wantable grab bag for you with a hat.
And
so
a free hat.
You can have one of those.
If you feel so inclined.
But first of all,
I love those.
What's your name again?
Jalem Getz.
And what do you do?
I sell stuff on the internet.
right. All right, Jalem, we have some Summerfest. Thank you for hosting us today in your beautiful cafe.
Yeah, this is really cool.
We have some Summerfest trivia questions. We're going to ask you one, and you may win a ticket if you're lucky. Or two, a pair ticket. I don't know what's going on. Or the Admiral. Yeah, all right. At the Admiral's
STP?
Game tonight. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Adam.
ChatGPT, hold on.
Yeah. Suddenly, I want to go to the Admiral's game tonight.
He's going
to...
There's no rules about using ChatGPT for the trivia, right? All right, okay. All right.
Oh, that's incredible. So, go nuts.
Speak into his phone.
Lena, go ahead.
All right. So what genre, I can't see, what genre of music does the artist Buddy Guy make? Country, blues and soul, rock, or R&B?
R&B. Blues.
Blues, yes.
Yeah!
Woo! You did it,
you
man.
You win.
Holy crap. That was, I think, the one of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. That's the Admiral's game tonight. Hey, all right, well, thanks. Oh, yeah. Thanks again, Jalem.
My pleasure. Thank you for
coming. Yeah, thanks, Jalem.
And this is the first of many wonderful stops for you, right?
Yes,
hell
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Come close, come close, come close. Come close.
You got to come. Yeah, come. Everyone get near Adam. He's got the mic. He's
I've got the microphone.
So,
I'll turn around. That way I can point.
We hear all of you. You're all a bunch of smarty pantses. So we
we want in.
We're going to ask you some trivia questions. So what do you think about that? Yeah. Yeah, I see the frowns
we've heard,
now,
heard Siri,
and that's so
we've heard
smart.
Chat GPT already today.
Yeah. All right, yes. Adam, so you have to mic everybody. I'll try and mic Ayrton.
Okay.
But Lena,
we're ready for more trivia.
We have all the smart kids over here, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Seriously, yell
them. What the hell do you guys want? Yeah.
So we're gonna
yep,
do some...
that was it.
It's like Summerfest
if
trivia,
words
right?
Words could stab.
Oh, no.
Summerfest trivia. Summerfest trivia.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So
we're all going to become great friends through personal space bubbles.
Lena, when you're ready, Adam will mic you up.
All right. I am ready. First trivia question. Which city was which city was Ava Max born in? Do you want multiple choice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought maybe you would know this one.
Albuquerque.
Milwaukee. Tirana. Hampton Roads or L.A.?
Milwaukee.
Yay!
Ayrton. Correct. You're out. You're done. You won.
Right, elimination. You win.
You're eliminated.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So
you
first
win
person to answer correctly
bag,
is
so
eliminated.
There
eliminated
one
in the
bags.
Best way. Like you get goodies
it's
for winning.
It's help yourself day. And a hat.
Milwaukee.
Yeah. It's going to be.
And a hat.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Wait. We're not, he's getting his prize. A hat
just
in there? All right. Then put that hat down. All right, you got the first one, so you get to also get a
Isn't
candle.
Isn't the world of podcasting amazing? Yeah. You could just talk, and
right,
nobody has no idea what's going on.
Okay, let's go. All right, next up.
All right, Lena.
Awesome. The new American Family Insurance Amphitheater at Summerfest consistently hosts some of the hottest names in music year in and out. What is the capacity of the American Family Insurance Amphitheater? 9,000. It's multiple choice. It's multiple choice. 9,000, 17,000, 23,000, or 29,000?
17,000.
Yeah, you're going to go with that?
I think
let's
so.
At this point, everyone's going to answer. Okay.
Yeah, I like 9,000.
Wow.
We're going to hit 23,000, guys. 23,000.
You'll never make it at Harvard.
Yeah. Without going over?
No, it's not. Okay. Yeah. We're not playing. Oh, that's a good. No, we're not playing. We're not going to play Price is Right rules.
We're going to give all of you one more chance.
You get one more chance.
To redeem yourself.
Since you came here today. One more chance.
Okay.
One more chance. One more question.
A lesser-known detail, Summerfest once played host to a furry mascot named Festy. What animal was Festy based off of? A marmot, dog, otter, or bumblebee?
The first
otter.
One.
Otter.
The
marmot,
you
said?
Yeah. I'll do the other one. That's fine.
Bumblebee or dog?
Oh, I'm going to go with dog.
I didn't hear
what?
Dog.
What?
You won!
Dog! Super duper!
Congratulations.
Congratulations!
You all win. Why don't all of you grab a bag?
Thank
since
you
you're
so much
be,
for playing.
Since you're all going to be loyal customers, and no, not yet.
Not
we're
yet.
Doing a grab bags first. All right, get a grab bag and make sure it has a hat. In it.
Damn it, Lena! Thank you so much
Victor,
for playing.
You gotta go get a, yeah, get a
and good,
good
luck
bag.
At Harvard.
What do I get? A bag?
One of the bags in the box. Yeah, we're posting up.
All right,
what's
stop
up?
Number two. We are at the Milwaukee Public Market, known for its market of public restaurants.
It's a fantastic place. Lots of food, lots of options, lots of retail stuff. It's just a great place to hang out.
It is. It's a great place to do a podcast.
Get a margarita. I mean, what the hell?
Absolutely. Do they have external drinks, or do we have to go inside for drinks?
We can bring them out.
We can bring them out onto the street?
We can... Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. All right.
You didn't think you were going to be on a podcast today, did you?
I did not.
All right. In which city did Scotty McCreery audition for American Idol? It is multiple choice. Chicago, Nashville, Milwaukee, or Austin?
It better be Milwaukee.
It was!
Oh, yeah!
Woo! Good job, Rick. You've become co-host.
Too much
Adam's
effort.
Out.
Too much effort.
Adam's out, yeah. You want to handle the interview here?
Sure. I thought we were doing trivia.
Yeah, she's on the show. What's your name?
Yes. All right. So, name?
Larissa,
nice to meet you. I'm Adam.
Welcome to the market and Summerfest.
Yeah. We are doing trivia today to give away free Summerfest tickets and an optional additional ticket for the Admirals game.
All right, you mic up
so
Lena then.
Lena ask you one is right behind
question.
You.
Don't worry.
And she is going to give you your trivia question.
You asked it already, my name.
Are you ready? Yeah. You won!
She wins. Yes. That was an easy one.
Ready.
Okay.
All right.
Ready as RVLB.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Wait.
Who's ready?
I'm ready. You ready? Who's
We're
ready?
All ready.
Which date does Earth, Wind, and Fire ask you in Remember? A. The 21st night of September. B. The 25th night of December. C. The 21st night of November. Or D. The 20th night of September. A.
Yay!
You win!
For me, thank you.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Thank
yeah.
You. Yes. Thank you so much. And enjoy your tickets.
More trivia. Let's go, Adam. Let's go. All right. All right. What's your name?
It's Greg.
Greg. How are you? Yeah.
Above average.
Gregory. Which one do you want?
Above average. I love to hear it.
Gregory or Greg?
Greg.
Either one. Okay. Cool. Greg, welcome to the show. It's going to get wild here for a second.
I'm very excited.
Cool. She's got to find the hardest question ever.
Yep. Did you already get your tickets? We're just going to find the hardest question we possibly
No, I didn't. They were talking about Stone Temple Pilot tickets. That's what.
Yeah.
I
I saw STP at Summerfest last year, and they just destroyed it. It was so awesome. It was, yes. It was, yes. Awesome. Yes.
That'd be great.
All right. What are you two doing over there with your phones?
We're ready.
Oh, all right. Ready, Greg?
I think so, as much as I can be.
All right, let's do it. The amphitheater opened for Summerfest in 1987. Who was the first headlining act to play the stage? John Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, or the Beach Boys?
Oh, boy. What day was it again?
Summerfest in 1987.
Oh.
The year I was born. Great
God.
Year.
Oh, my gosh. It's
Grace, it, Grace year, that year.
I'm going to go with the Beach Boys, but I feel like it's...
No,
you got it. Yeah, stop. Yeah, Greg. Yeah, 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 you won. Yeah.
Kokomo, right?
There everybody you go. Know. We trust you. We don't fact check on this podcast. Yeah.
Everybody know this. Go with your gut.
Go with your gut. Hey, everybody.
All right. Perfect.
Welcome to the Quietcast.
So please say your name.
All right.
Eliza.
Pleasure to meet you. This is
we don't.
This what? Is Adam. This is Steve.
I'm Steve. Yeah.
This is Lena.
Welcome to the show. Experience.
And we are
going to
have one and one only trivia question for you regarding Summerfest. For a free Summerfest ticket and or a free Admirals ticket for tonight's game.
Maybe more tickets.
Stone
Adam
Temple Pilots
isn't
will
sure
be playing.
Yeah. Do you like Stone Temple Pilots?
No.
All right, good.
Then
we'll keep them, yeah.
Then everything has been just so much easier for you. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Which artist had her first ever sold-out show at Summerfest? Right. Billie Eilish, Megan Thee Stallion, Selena Gomez, or Halsey?
Megan.
Billie Eilish.
William Eilish was the correct answer. William Eilish. Oh, almost.
I like William.
But... Thank you for playing.
Thank
your consolation prize is
a Summerfest ticket.
You don't have to see STP tonight.
Yeah.
So you're
we'll leave you
thank
of
you.
That. Yeah. Yeah. We're at Sherman Phoenix.
Yeah, we are. Steve, we're coming to you
I'm a
live
little tipsy.
From Sherman Phoenix.
I'm a little tipsy after
can
that.
Can you explain the slushy drinks that we got in the upper level bar from the nicest bartender side of the Mississippi, honestly?
So we had... It was like a Red Bull vodka lemonade situation.
Yes,
pink lemonade.
Red Bull vodka pink lemonade slushy.
Yes,
I believe
slushy.
Was the
keyword
explanation.
Slushy.
I don't know what the name of the drink was.
And then I was like, "Hey, can you make like a tequila slushy situation?" She goes, "Yeah, no problem."
Yeah, and
they love them.
And just the sweetest person ever.
Yes.
Because we continued to add on the order. She's like, "Okay,
yeah,
this sounds great."
And we were kind of in the way ordering 27 drinks.
Of course we were.
So we bought a drink for someone else who was hanging out there waiting patiently.
And she was very thankful. She's very
waiting
thankful.
Waiting patiently.
Awesome.
This is one of the kindest, sweetest compassionate areas of the of Milwaukee, I think. You come in here and they make you feel like family. Everyone is very nice and welcoming. So
yes, very, very nice.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? What's your name?
My name is Maxine.
And where are we?
Confectionately Yours.
This spot in the Sherman Phoenix, amazing.
A cafe at 1920 North MLK.
You're growing. So, Ayrton, my friend, gave me a little bit of his peanut butter bar. Then I said, that's really good. He goes, fine, get your own.
And I said he should have bought you one.
And he should have bought me one. So what's your backstory?
So the peanut butter bars are... my backstory. I actually used to work for Bartolotta's.
Yes.
And I worked for them for about 3 years. And so I come from a place where it's customer service. And you never want have one item left in your case. You want to sell it because you don't want nothing to look like leftovers.
Love it. This is delicious. Thank you so much for doing what you do. Awesome.
You're so welcome. Come back.
Thank you.
All right. Well, here we are. Third Street Market Hall.
Last stop of the day.
Shit just got real.
We do need to find a good spot, but right now we are at the bar.
I think this is a good spot as any, man.
Spin. Do a spin for the camera.
I like it. I really do.
Are you serious? Look at Eric.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Watch out behind you.
So here we are.
Here we are hanging out.
Third Street Market Hall. And we are crushing a few beverages whilst entertainment in here.
I'm like, I like all the stuff.
No. Those are the Tito's
Eric,
Red Bulls.
Eric, did you get this?
All right, we got those.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys can come in and grab them.
All right, we're going to be giving away the rest of the tickets we have. It's already going on. All right, here you go.
Let her get halfway into her
Right now. You got, no, you mic her up. Adam, you mic her up. Lexi.
Lex, come over here.
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
What's up with I'm Adam. Nice to meet you.
Oh, hey, Adam.
Hey, we're joined today by Lex, who we met very recently. I met very recently at Black Sheep. Hi, Lex.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Thank you so much for coming out. What brought you out here today, other than the awesomeness that is Summerfest?
Well, it's Milwaukee Day, and I just moved to Milwaukee in July, so I had to check this out. Steve was telling me all about it.
Yeah.
How Milwaukee just gets lit on 414.
It sure does.
Seen the best of it yet.
Yes. So where did you move from?
I moved from Madison.
And what brought you to Milwaukee?
Cool, thank you.
UW-Milwaukee. I'm going to grad school this fall for occupational therapy.
Wanted
to learn the city before I got settled into school.
Okay, cool. Very cool.
Happy place.
Nice. Oh, and I don't know if you know this, but on Milwaukee Day, we also order a buttload of drinks, and no one ever knows what drink they got. So here we are figuring out who got what drinks. Yeah, you do.
Is it on the podcast app?
The Happy Day.
Yeah. If you look up Experience Milwaukee, you'll find us. You'll find us doing this on the cover.
Why? Hey, what's up? Here's
who does Steve. Steve
what?
Does. Oh,
yeah.
This is. Hey, we have great.
Oh, hey, I'm
we're
back.
Getting. We're getting questions on Milwaukee Day. Lexi, tell us.
The question I just asked to Steve. Okay, sorry. Steve, who does the editing for all of this?
I do.
You pick all the editing out and just like edit all the clips?
Yes. I make everyone sound wonderful.
Do you edit out the white noise and like everything that's...
No. You get the background.
You do?
You get people yelling. Adam screaming at me. Sometimes you can hear slapping because Adam's hitting me.
Yeah.
That I keep in too just for safety purposes.
That's more for Steve than it is for anybody else.
Yeah, I like
it. He wants
it.
To know
it's
that
erotic.
He did something wrong and that he needed to be corrected. Why do we always resort to violence?
I don't know.
I literally never raised a hand to you, but somehow I'm always hitting you.
All right. One time never mind. We can't get into violence, stuff like that.
Oh,
all right.
That's great.
So, Lexi, you having fun?
I am having fun. I'm having a lot of fun.
All right, good.
No.
We're going to visit you at Black Sheep later.
Yes,
we are.
Come to Black Sheep, you guys. Everyone.
Yeah, and you're
everyone
there.
The podcast,
you're there
Black
a lot.
Sheep.
You're there a lot.
I am.
And you're like, you liven up the place. You make people feel welcome.
Yep.
You keep everyone behind the bar on their toes.
Yes.
Good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think Steve and I can both vouch for that.
Yeah.
You don't even have to, like, say anything. We got you. We'll make it happen.
You got to start coming every Monday. Like,
yeah,
I
loser.
It's the second Monday.
Caramba.
Like,
every Monday.
He is. He's there every Monday.
I see him Friday.
That's a great tip for all you listeners out there. If you need to find Steve for something, show up
jacket.
For happy hour yeah. at Black Sheep, and you're going to find him.
So if you want to forget this and have that.
Okay, Lex, thank you so much for hopping on with us. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Thank
I'm gonna,
you.
I'm going to take
fun.
That run. Dude, wait, hey, jumping the hey, gun much?
How's it going? How's it going, everybody?
Okay, hi.
What's going on here?
Introduce yourself.
I'm Chris.
Chris,
hi,
what's
Chris.
Up?
Great to meet you. Are you ready for a 55th anniversary of Summerfest trivia question?
It was started in 1968. This
yes,
that
I
Summerfest.
Am.
Yes.
Well, good
by
luck.
By Henry Meyer.
Take it easy. On
all right.
It's not up to us. It is up to the all-powerful Lena.
It was started in 1968.
She will
yes,
crush
we'll talk
you
about that,
with
Summerfest.
Her trivia questions.
All right, ready, Chris?
Yes.
Here we go.
Awesome. So, Summerfest has seen its share of legendary musicians, but which of the following was the oldest act to perform age-wise at the festival? Willie Nelson, Paul McCartney, Neil Young, or Peter Gabriel?
Paul McCartney?
Ooh. Ooh.
Willie Nelson.
Yes, yes.
Adam, you win. Chris loses.
I win.
Oh,
I'm taking your stuff.
Thanks.
Thank you so
thanks,
much.
You thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
What are we all going to do? You talked about like an intro.
Yeah, so this is what we'll open the show with. So we'll have to just pretend like it's earlier in the day.
And I like to give it.
Oh, are you already recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to tell people my thoughts.
I'm going to stop.
No. Hi, Jared. Hi, Lena.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Adam.
Hello.
It's great to have you here. Say, what the hell's going on?
What's
going on
today?
You know, we are out in the community celebrating 414 Day to hang out with all the wonderful people in Milwaukee.
And also, we're here.
Yeah. And you.
You know,
you guys counted as part of the wonderful people.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and we're giving free tickets.
Yes.
The most important part.
Giving out free tickets today.
Lots of Summerfest tickets.
Lots of really good stuff going on.
Admirals tickets.
We're starting at Wantable Cafe this morning. We're moving on to Sherman Phoenix.
No, you skipped one.
We're starting
Milwaukee Public Market. All right, go.
Okay, so today we are starting at Wantable Cafe.
Yes.
We're moving on to the Milwaukee Public Market.
Yes.
Huge, huge awesomeness. Then we're skipping on up to Sherman Phoenix.
Yes.
And then we're going to finish out our day at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
3rd Street Market Hall.
And here's the thing. They're all amazing public markets that have multiple small business vendors with amazing food and drinks.
Yes.
So much so that we are going to probably overstuff ourselves.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Day has turned into Glutton Day.
Jared, what do people have to do to get tickets today?
You know, you may have to answer a trivia question or two in order to get tickets.
Depending on Lena's demeanor.
Flexibility.
I think she yelled at me once. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Start out at the beginning of the day a little bit more strict than maybe I will be at the end of the day.
Nice, nice.
That's a hint for all you folks out there.
All right, we got more tickets coming out throughout the whole day and even right now.
And even as we speak, while we're talking, we're giving away tickets.
All right, thank you both for doing this. And thanks,
thank
Summerfest.
Thank you, Summerfest, for doing
thank
this.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for
Milwaukee,
everything you do
couldn't
for
do this without you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love it.
I could get psyched.